This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When a person is held up by strong pillars, they become safe, strong, and elevated. Thus, Islam bases its basic teachings on five established pillars that make them strong and link them to God Almighty at all times. These are known as the five pillars of Islam. And the six basic beliefs are known as the six pillars of faith. In this video, we will talk about the five pillars, which in short are the two testimonies, prayer, charity, fasting, and Hajj. Now, let's get into a little bit more detail. The first of the five pillars is the two testimonies. They are a declaration made by a Muslim that there is no true God but Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. They are pronounced by those who desire to embrace Islam. The two testimonies confirm the absolute oneness of God and His exclusive right to be worshipped, and that Muhammad was the last of God's prophets and messengers and must be obeyed in what He has commanded. Now, as for the prayer, which is the second pillar, it is the connection that keeps one connected to their Lord, and it's a direct connection without any intermediaries. Muslims pray five times a day, and each prayer takes about 5 or 10 minutes. Its benefits are amazing, as it provides us with spiritual fulfillment and inner peace, as well as it re-emphasizes our complete reliance upon God. It places our worldly concerns in their rightful place compared to the afterlife. No doubt, we are in desperate need of prayer in our fast-paced and complicated lives. Charity, or zakah, is the third pillar. It is given by the wealthy to the needy and the poor. It is calculated as 2.5% of a person's private property when a year has passed on it. The fourth pillar is fasting during the month of Ramadan. Every year in this month, Muslims fast from dawn to sundown and abstain from eating and drinking and sexual relations. The purpose of fasting is to increase one's connection with God, to increase piety. The last of the five pillars is Hajj, which is performed at least once in a lifetime. Every adult Muslim who is physically and financially able performs Hajj to Mecca. In Hajj, pilgrims wear simple clothing that is free from any indications of economic or social status so that everyone stands equal before God.